AppleTalkLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, and even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new transformation for you, America. All right, kick it off with an email. Billy in Ontario, Canada says, my daughter has been dealing with asthma, which should benefit from having air purifiers in her room. Also, is there anything we can do about her eating? Well, absolutely. So first thing I want to tell you, Billy, big thing is that do the air purifiers really work? And I would say yes, they do, especially I've been using them for years. So me personally, I really think they make a huge difference inside your home. Depends on how old your home is. It also depends on the kind or type of purifier that you use. So, you know, the HEPA filters and all, they've done studies and they say, well, they're not really as, you know, big of a deal as they say. So you just have to look at some of the research on some of the different ones. I will tell you that it does make a difference. You know, there, some are like $400 and then some are $50. Well, in one way, you do get what you pay for. I would look at Consumer Reports. They've done some really good kind of back-to-back research on a lot of the different companies and what they produce. So that might be a good way to pick one out. But they do have some really good ones out there. And you get into the mid-price range around $200, you're going to get a decent one that does a great job. The Oryx, I know, are kind of the higher end. They're kind of like the Bose system of the purifiers. But they do. They do a great job. And a little pricey, but they do a great job, for sure. And, you know, a big thing, especially when you're dealing with any type of lung-related issue, is opening the doors. You know, I always recommend opening the doors of your house at least about 30 minutes a day. Because what that does, of course, it lets the fresh air in. And the recirculating air that comes from the air conditioning or heater from your home, it just doesn't produce the kind of quality of air from outside. So if you can't go outside and get some fresh air for a while, it's really important to open it up and let your house air out just a little bit, especially in the bigger rooms where you spend most of your time. So that's just a little trick to get into. And I know when it's freezing outside, it's kind of tough to do that. Or when it's just blazing hot, like we've had, you know, in the summer times recently, that it's a little challenging. But you still, it's a good habit to get into. And if you do it on a regular basis, of course, it increases the air quality inside the home. So that's a big deal if you're dealing with asthma. So for your daughter, her eating plan does make a difference. Now, working with her pediatrician, you definitely need to talk to them, because depending on what they're you know, doing with them, I don't know. But I can tell you some general thoughts to look into. Now, the one thing that has to do with asthma, which is very important, is our food allergies. And so if she hasn't been tested for food allergies, you might want to mention that to your pediatrician and see if they can get some of that done. ALCAT is a really good test that will kind of lay out the different tests and exactly what she might be allergic to from a food perspective and not. So it has kind of high, medium, and low ranges and can give you some good information. So that might be something that you want to look into. But I will tell you that a lot of the foods that can trigger a lot of allergies, gluten, which is a protein that's found in most grains, so your breads, your pastas, your cereals, your crackers, they found that eliminating some of those foods for a period of time, not forever, but for a period of time to figure out if it's a trigger for what's going on. Many doctors do that, so you might want to mention that to them. And then also a lot of the dairy products. So those two, dairy products tend to be very mucus-forming. And so when you're dealing with asthma and you have some kind of, you're having a reaction, of course, in the body, then, you know, eliminating foods that could cause any of these reactions might be a good clue to potentially what's going on. So a couple things to think about, because I know for her, dealing with asthma is no fun at all. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Let's go to Barbara on the phones. How can I help, Barbara?
Hello?
How can I help?
Cholesterol. I've got a question about cholesterol. Okay. I'm on Privastatin. And what do you think about red yeast rice? Is it safe to take?
Well, from, and again, these are not formal medical studies, but some of the research that's been out there has said that red yeast rice does very well. Now, the research, red yeast rice, from things I've read, you know, they did the research years ago, and a lot of the statin drugs base some of the research on red yeast rice and its effectiveness. So it's definitely very, you know, can be helpful. I know that a lot of doctors will suggest that you cycle on and off of it, so you don't want to just take it year-round nonstop. And, you know, that's one thing to think about. If you're going to take a statin drug at all, you definitely want to consider looking into CoQ10. They've done some studies and found that when you take a statin drug at any level, any brand or whatever, it knocks down your levels of CoQ10, which is very protective to the heart. So you got to be really careful with that too. Now, the high cholesterol, has it been going on for a long time, or is this a new diagnosis for you?
No, it's been going on, I guess, for about four or five years.
Did you change your...
my count right now is 194.
Okay, and that's with medicine.
Uh huh.
Okay. And what's your LDL number, the bad one?
Oh, sure. I just took it.
That's okay. Roundabout.
Yeah, I don't remember the number.
That's all right. So they're decently they're pretty happy with it. You just don't want to have to take the medicine, right?
Right.
Yeah. Does it give you any aches or pains?
Happen in the leg, but not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just you know, and then every two or three months, you have to check it, check your liver and all that.
Yeah, they do, just to make sure everything's going okay. So have you changed your diet much? Because that plays a big role with cholesterol.
Is it the same symptoms if I took the red yeast rice with it as
no.
far as side effects, the cramping?
Well, it's tough to say. From what I've seen, usually not. But have you changed your diet? How's that changed? Or has it?
I don't eat pork or red meat.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing I've changed.
So I
drink more water and I started exercising.
Oh, you are? Okay, because exercise is a real big key for cholesterol, big time. And you know, as far as your eating habits go, that's where everything's going to happen. I would say from supplements to exercise and all that, that's probably 20% of the equation. If you're really wanting to make a difference and put a dent in your cholesterol levels, I would get someone to work with you on your diet, because it's about 80% of the equation, if not more. And I mean, it can't just, your diet has to be so good if you want to get things really worked on. And I'll tell you, a good nutritionist or dietitian will be great to work with. They can kind of coach you along and really come up with a good lifestyle plan for you. That's your most aggressive tool to win the battle of this thing. Because you're not, I mean, with medicine and your numbers are at 190 or 194, that's actually pretty good. I mean, I know the doctors probably want it under 180. That's probably what they're shooting for. But still, if you come up with some new lifestyle choices, having someone to guide you through that, that'll make a big difference. So let me know how that goes. Check with them on that and look into the red yeast rice. But here's the thing. You don't want to take red yeast rice and the medicine together. And your doctor will need to know about it, too. So if you're going to make that switch, ask them or even call into the office and let them know that and make sure they're okay with it so they can monitor you appropriately.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. store, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can also check us out online. Trader Joe's, which is one of my favorite places, along with Earth Fare and others. But Trader Joe's peanut butter is tied to salmonella sickness. A peanut butter sold at Trader Joe's grocery stores nationwide has been recalled after being linked to an outbreak of salmonella, which is a very, very tough bacteria. The store's creamy salted Valencia peanut butter, which comes in a 16-ounce plastic jar, is considered the likely source of 29 illnesses, mostly to children, in 18 states, including Massachusetts, North Carolina, and Rhode Island. So no deaths have been reported, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Anyone who has purchased the product, regardless of its expiration date, should dispose of it or return it to the store for a refund. Salmonella, which is a type of bacteria, is the most common cause of foodborne illness in the United States. The symptoms include abdominal cramps, diarrhea, headache, and fever, and usually develop within 12 to 72 hours after eating the infected food. Although most people get better without treatment, salmonella infection can be life-threatening if the bacteria does enter into the bloodstream. So be a little bit careful. That is at Trader Joe's, and it's the creamy salted Valencia peanut butter. So if you're in any of those states, which is Massachusetts, North Carolina, and Rhode Island, might want to keep an eye out for all that going on. All right, let's go to George. George, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How can I help, George?
Hey, I was calling to get your suggestion on a problem that I'm having with my toes. My toes.
Okay, what's going on?
I teach karate, and I'm on the floor without shoes on, you know, every day, and so I think it may be like athlete's foot or something like that. Mm-hmm. My wife says it's a fungus, but I just wanted to find out what you thought about it.
Well, what's going on? I mean, it's trying to describe it, and it's hard for me to be able to see it.
You know, thick and crackly and turn colors and all that stuff.
Okay, so it's cracked. And give a little bit more detail. Are there blisters? Is it yellow? What? Give me a little. You're gonna have to give me a little bit of detail.
Well, I guess you could call it yellow. It's definitely not a normal color. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a turn to a soft thing. And you know, like I can pull it off with my. With my finger or something like that. And
so is your skin peeling?
No, just the toenail.
The toenail, yeah. Have you been to a doctor yet?
Yeah, I did. And
how long ago?
This has been a few months ago. He gave me some drops to put on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't really help much, and I've tried some over-the-counter stuff, and seen a lot of different things on the internet, but I'm not sure which one is would be effective, you know.
Which one's more accurate? Yeah.
Right.
I would go back maybe to a different doctor and get a different opinion. The one thing with any type of skin condition like that is that you really need to put your eyes on it. You know, for us to talk about it here, it's really tough. You've got to be able to actually look at it, and that's the one thing with the skin that's really important. But I would go get another opinion, have someone take a peek at it and see if they can't give you some other options. Because if it is fungal related, you definitely got to take care of it on the outside, but you got to take care of it from the inside internally as well. Now, if there's a lot of cracking involved, is your diet pretty good, or do you not eat that well, or just kind of in between?
Yeah, I think I eat pretty good, but it's not the skin, it's the nail.
Oh, it's just a nail.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Then it probably is fungal. Yeah, but I would. There's some soaking you can do, but again, the natural ways of tackling that are not that great, and they take forever. So I mean, like the old adage is, echinacea, golden seal, and wormwood. Black walnut, you can put all those in like a liquid and soak the toes in it. But man, it takes forever. And if it were me and I was dealing with that, I would just get some real strong antifungals from your doctor. Go ask them to, you know, what they can give you And there's several that they could do. And again, this is me not looking at it and me not, you know, trying to play doctor for you. I'm just giving you some suggestions of some thoughts. So I'll go talk to your doctor for sure, though. Maybe a different one and get a different opinion for it. Because the toenail is a real challenge, first of all. Let me just say that. It is so many people struggle with, you know, fungus on the toenail and all that, and it just is a big mess trying to get rid of it. But the natural things, they work, but they take a long time. So, like, you know, like I was saying, for me, I would want to get the thing knocked out and be done with it. But have them look at it. I would just get a different opinion. That's me personally with what's going on, okay? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Now, are you a half-empty kind of person or half-full, cup half-full? Well, just so you know, they're always saying that a positive outlook will always end up in a healthier lifestyle. Personality and attitude seem to matter when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle with a brighter outlook in life, leading to healthier choices. This is an Australian study, and they said that in conducting a little study, Deborah Cook Cobb-Clark, who's director of the Melbourne Institute of Applied Economic and Social Research, said, our research said there's a direct link between type of personality a person has and a healthy lifestyle. So she said the findings could help shape public health policies on certain conditions, such as obesity, the studies of the author said. The main policy response is the obesity epidemic has been the provision of better information and understanding the psychological or underpinning of a person's eating patterns and exercise habits is a central key to understanding obesity. Men and women who appear to have different views on the benefits of a healthy lifestyle, although men seek physical results, women are focused on the daily pleasure they get from living a healthy lifestyle and the results indicated. So what works well for women may not work for men, but they each have their own gender-specific initiatives of why they do what they do. But it's interesting, great study, and of course it was done in Australia, but a great study to show that our attitude and the way we think and the way we act and the way we are makes a huge difference in the outcome of our lifestyle choices and our overall health. So we are what we think about. Our choices matter from the thoughts that go through our mind. Your thinking may be the reason that your body and health is not where you want it to be.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
The lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. And check us out online, getwellradio.com. At the website. What are you struggling with? We want to talk about whatever you're dealing with. You give me a call right now. We can talk about whatever question it is. So if you wanted to lose weight, you're dealing with anxiety or depression, or maybe just, I don't know, just going through a tough time. I want to talk about it. Or maybe you've got friends or family members, loved ones, whatever it is, and you want to talk about what they're dealing with so you can empower them. Hey, there's something, sometimes there's nothing better than getting information so you can go give them good information so their life and health can be better as well. So remember, that's what we're here for all the way around. All right, let's go to Sean now. Hi, Sean. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How can I help?
I have high blood pressure, and I'm on medicine for it. I take like a tranterazine, HCTZ, like a generic Maxide or Maxine or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have just random chest pains, and they thought it might be my, like, erosion of my esophagus, like heartburn, you know, indigestion. So they did the endoscopy and said that my erosion is, it's fine, so it's not my esophagus. And they thought it might be my gallbladder. They checked my gallbladder out. And, I mean, it's just, I've had stress tests done, and they just can't seem to figure out what it is. But, I mean, it's got so bad that in the middle of the night, I've got up and went to the emergency room where I thought I was having a heart attack, you know.
My goodness. So
I mean, it's just tightness, like pressure in my chest.
Are you Is it right in the dead center of your chest?
Right in the dead center.
Yeah. You under a lot of stress right now?
Well, I mean, I do own a business, you know, so I probably got as much stress as anybody that, you know, is on their own, so.
Yeah, I get
it. But, I mean, I do suffer from some anxiety, so, but I can kind of tell the difference in the pain, you know what I mean? It's sometimes nothing stress-related, you know.
Yeah,
so
but
like having a panic attack and having chest pains, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the thing with anxiety is many times it'll have nothing to do with what's going on right at the moment. Like, let's say you feel fine and, you know, everything's good and you feel good and all that. You know, it could have nothing to do with that, but it could be just a result of something that happened a week ago and you're just now kind of feeling, you know, kind of the after effects of that or, you know, something of that regard. I mean, it really, anxiety plays such a big role, and sometimes it's hard to notice it. And you're thinking, okay, well, I feel pretty good. Now, I was stressed out last week like crazy, but, you know, today I'm not. You know, why in the world does my chest feel like there's somebody pounding on the inside, you know, the middle of it? And a lot of times it can be anxiety because it's such a strong subconscious component to it. That many times it could be, you know, simply that. Have you ever taken any anti-anxiety medication, like a Xanax or anything?
I have taken a Xanax. My doctor gave me those just because, you know, he's like, see if this helps at all. And, you know, I'm kind of anti-medication. You know, I don't want to be hooked on anything. So, you know, I try to even stay away from aspirin and Tylenol. And so, I mean, I've been in the middle of, you know, my chest hurting. And I've taken one, and, you know, I didn't know if I calmed down and it helped or it just relaxed me. You know what I mean? So,
so if what I'm getting is right, not just when you've had anxiety, but when you've had the chest pain, have you ever taken the Xanax? Is that what you're saying?
Right. When I was
and did it go away?
Yes.
Yeah, so well, there you go. So if you've gone to the doctor, let me get this right. You've gone to the doctor and you've had a full cardiac workup. They've done EKGs. They've done all that. And your doctor said your heart's fine.
My doctor said my heart's fine. But, I mean, it's one of those things that no matter how much I convince myself it's okay, that in the middle of the night if I'm laying there and my chest is like, I don't know, it hurts bad. You know what I mean? It's hard to describe. Like, the feeling of like a panic attack is, I can feel that wash over me. You know, I can tell it, that's what it is. But then just my chest pain, you know, that obviously it heightens my anxiety if you think you're having a heart attack, you know. So I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. If it's anxiety, you know, I can try to deal with it that way. But it's got me, you know.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have to have you, but I know what you mean. Yeah, it sounds like anxiety because, well, I'll just tell you this, just cut and dry. If you take a Xanax and your doctor will, I mean, that's probably why they gave it to you. If you take a Xanax in the middle of, which is a benzodiazepine. So let me just tell you what it does. So in order to have anxiety, you have to have low GABA levels. So GABA is a brain chemical. Okay. When GABA gets low in the body, specifically in the brain, then it's the one neurotransmitter that causes us to chill out. If GABA levels get low, then we have anxiety. It makes us kind of go the opposite way. So if you take a Xanax, it will raise GABA levels and cause you to chill out. It's pretty much what it does. So now when GABA gets really high, which is why when you take too much of Xanax, you feel like you're kind of loopy and you get really tired. That's what it does. So you got to be really, really careful with that as well. But, you know, again, if you go with the dosage that your doctors have or whatever they told you to take, I mean, that's fine. But, yeah, I mean, if it made a difference, it's not that it did calm you down. But what it did is it raised GABA levels, which chilled your body out. And if the symptoms went away, then your doc's probably right. If they told you they think it's anxiety and your heart's fine, then that's what it is. Now, there's a lot of things naturally you can do to kind of play around with the GABA levels. And that might help, you know, and I always recommend too, because, you know, your diet's important. Okay, I mean, it really is. Food can be your best medicine so many times. But I always am a big fan of working with a dietitian or a nutritionist. It's the one area that I think people are just kind of hesitant to do. And I think it's the one area that you, that really, if you could get plugged in and get help from a nutritionist or a dietitian, someone that can work meal planning and better lifestyle choices for you, they can help you come up with a good game plan and work with it. So with your GABA levels are controlled by certain foods, and here's kind of a list of foods that will impact it in a negative way. So if you eat these foods, it will lower GABA and may cause more of the anxiousness or those anxious feelings in the body. It just depends. But these were all pulled from some different references. But one being hazelnuts, walnuts, almonds. I mean, you know, you're thinking those are health foods. Well, yeah, it's just in how they react within the body. But those can play a big role. Salmon, believe it or not. A lot of the processed carbohydrates, specifically wheat flour, can make kind of a dent in that. Beans, believe it or not, which I'm a huge fan of beans, but a lot of times beans, too many of them. And this is not just avoid everything. It's just you might want to keep it to a minimum or kind of do your own research on that. But some of these foods, rice is a big one, barley. Buckwheat, and there's some flours that you probably eat on a regular basis or foods that you eat on a regular basis that could be kind of driving that. Are you a big sugar person? Like, do you eat a lot of sweets and that sort of thing?
I'm trying to start exercising the last probably couple months. I'm staying away from them, but I like ice cream, you know.
Yeah.
I probably don't. You know, Ben and Jerry is my Achilles heel.
Your two friends late in the evening.
So sugar does mess with the, yeah. Is it GABA, you said?
Yeah, it does, GABA. Mm-hmm. It can, for sure. So, I mean, that's why I'm saying, like, your lifestyle choices. First of all, exercise, when you're dealing with any kind of stress, whether it's emotional stress or physical stress or whatever, exercise is always a good thing to do. You know, I mean, and it doesn't matter. You don't have to be, you know, Superman in the gym. But having a good routine is a great way to manage your brain chemistry, but also just your overall stress levels. So you might want to, I mean, even if it's just walking 20 minutes is a good thing to do, but focus. Now, you know, a lot of people say, well, they don't like walking because they'll say, well, I'm on my feet all day. Well, but it's not focused walking. And I'm a big fan of going to the gym. I think weight training is important. It does so many good things for the body. And you don't have to be in the gym every day, but even 2 to 3 days a week is good. And the other days that you don't do the weight training, it's always good to get into the walking. And here's what a real walking exercise is. Okay, 20 to 30 minutes, nonstop, continuous. And in your mind, you want to think, I'm late for my flight. So that's kind of the way you want to go. You want to be late for your, you know, think I'm late for my flight. I got to walk. That's the pace that you want to stick with. And if you stick with that pace, then you're going to be getting your heart rate up. You're going to be burning more calories and you'll be working with your good hormones to kind of get those reset and balanced. And your cardiovascular system is going to be benefited. You'll sleep better. You will function better during the day. And when the tough things come, and it's not if they'll come, it's, as you know, owning your own business, it's when they will come, then you can handle these things, especially when it comes to the finances. And you can make good choices, better choices, and really kind of work on going to the next level. So it's just a couple of things to chew on and to think on while you're going through this process. But yeah, that's what it comes down to. The good thing is that it's probably not your heart. You know, they've done the testing. That's the good news. It's just about coming up with a good anti-stress plan and probably a good nutritional plan, too, to balance out your life. But keep me posted on how things go.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-416. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back. Show's about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. So what are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Whatever it is, we want to get down to the bottom of it, because the reality is so many things of what we deal with has to do with our choices. And I really feel like more than anything, it has to do with our mindset. If our mindset is right, then our body will get right. But if our mindset's not right, we can never get there. We really can never get to the kind of that baseline of what our choices need to be. And that's what the show is about, getting you to go to that next level with your health and with your life. Adults see that teen bullying, you heard about bullying, it's kind of been a hot topic now. Some organizations out there that are really pushing against it. But many U.S. adults believe that bullying is a major health problem for kids. And they have different views about it, the bullying behavior. But in the nationwide poll of more than 2,100 people 18 years and older, 95% of the respondents said that schools should take action if one student makes another student afraid for his or her physical safety. Now, 81% said schools should step in when someone humiliates or embarrasses another student. And 76% believe that intervention should occur when someone spreads rumors. Only 56% of respondents said schools should take action when students socially isolate a peer, according to the University of Michigan Mott's Children's Hospital poll, which was conducted recently this year. Now, a survey also found that 90% of respondents said that threatening under another student's physical safety is the most important. And, you know, the key is finding from this poll the adults don't see the behaviors across the bullying spectrum as equivalent. But Dr. Matthew Davis, who's an associate professor of pediatrics and internal medicine, as well as that of public policy, said in a news release, this is very concerning because isolating a student socially is considered to be a form of bullying and a dangerous one. He said isolating a student socially may be linked to episodes of school violence and also teen suicide. So, I mean, where is the line drawn if you look at that? I mean, the reality of it is, I mean, if you go and you hit somebody in the face, or you threaten to take their lunch money, or you threaten to do anything physically, or if you just ignore someone and socially isolate them, which one is the worst part? Or is one worse than the other? You got to think about that. So they make a good point. And should disciplinary actions be taken? I mean, I think that definitely if there's no one else to stand up for them and they're going through that, I mean, it's definitely up to the school and the teachers and the administration to jump in. I mean, it's been going on forever. They definitely didn't think that way when I was younger, for sure. I mean, you see it all the time when we were kids. And you always felt bad for people when they had to go through it. But it still goes on. But interesting to see how policies are changing in schools and what they can mean for your psychological well-being as a teenager or even, you know, in middle school or whatever. I mean, it deeply affects kids, very much so. And if they don't have a good infrastructure at home and parents that are cohesive and good communicators and they feel like there's safety and an openness to really talk about what they're going through, then the ability for that child to cope and walk through something like that and continue to have good self-esteem becomes really challenging. So, again, so much of it we need to deal with at home, yes, but what's going to go on at school? And, again, that does affects every aspect of your health. The mind affects everything. And I truly believe that if that's not taken care of in a good manner, then other areas will suffer, and they'll suffer tremendously. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going to go to Tricia now. Hi, Tricia.
Hi, how are you?
I am living well, darling. What's going on?
Oh, great. Well, Dr. Asa, thanks for taking my call. And
sure.
Me and my husband have your book, and we haven't finished it yet, but we're big fans.
It's okay.
And my call is because, you know, we both have busy lives, as many people do. My husband's in school right now, and I work at a restaurant. And sometimes it's hard to find healthy snacks throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that was one of my questions, you know, what would be a great way to kind of sustain throughout the day in a natural way without getting, you know, a protein bar that's packed with, you know, whatever, and then, you know, a soda or a piece of bread here and there. You know, sometimes I'm going to shift 6 hours a day around delicious food, but I can't touch any of it. So, you know, my question
that makes
is,
it tough.
What would be a great way, you know, when I'm on the go? I get a lot of exercise in the restaurant business, but you know, it's the do I grab the bread and butter or do I wait and have something that's good for me? or, you know, do I deprive while I'm at work, or what can I bring with me maybe that would help, you know?
Yeah, I tell you, I'm on the go a lot, too, and what I do personally is at our supplement store, we have a product called Food Balance, and it's complete meal replacement.
Oh.
And it's really good. It's chocolate's my favorite, by the way, but it really is, and I'm not one to sit around and push products and that sort of thing, but you're asking me, and this is what I use personally. It's hormone-free, antibiotic-free whey protein. So that's number one. So it's not going to affect your body in a negative way. It's only going to help. It's got medium-chain triglycerides for healthy fats, and it has low glycemic carbohydrates. So it gives you all the nutrients that you need. So that mixed with water in a little shaker bottle takes you about 1 to 2 minutes to drink, and you can keep going. So, and you do that, and maybe grab, even, you know, if you're hungry, you can grab a little handful of nuts or something, and you're right back to work. Or you can keep a jar of, like, cashew butter or almond butter or something like that and just grab, you know, a spoonful of that and maybe eat some fresh berries or something. But you can mix it up. But I think the meal replacement in a liquid form is a great way to go. For me, that's what I've always used, especially when I'm traveling as much as I do, because I've got to be able to get some good nutrition in when I don't have some time to sit down for a meal and be able to get what my body needs. And that's a great way to do it. The website is lifestyleresearch.org is where you can find that. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I think. Nuts and fruit are always a good bet. So, you know, it just depends. Fruit can take you a minute to eat. But maybe even some dried fruit like cranberries or raisins along with almonds and walnuts and that kind of thing can always be a good option. Keep a big bag of that. Grab handfuls of that as you're going throughout the day. And then do your bigger meals based around when you're not working those shifts. Okay? I hope that helps. And thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you might have regarding a medical condition.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.